Hi, you're listening to Book Chat with author Vivian E. Moore.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Hello, and welcome to Book Chat. I am your host, author Vivian E. Moore. Hope everyone had a great week, and I hope you're having an even better weekend. All right, so I don't plan to keep you for too long, so we're going to get straight to today's show. The title is Better Together, and the topic is A Partnership of Writers. Collaboration has long been held as a powerful force. In the enormous and intricate world of creativity. Well, like peanut butter and jelly, they create a classic sandwich combination. And rock and roll is a genre that thrives on synergy, as we well know. So a partnership of writers, they can do the same thing and produce works of art that surpass the sum of their parts, okay? So let's imagine two talented individuals coming together, and each of them with unique perspectives, experiences, and writing styles. So one may excel at crafting vivid imagery that captivates readers' imagination, and at the same time, the other one has a knack for developing intricate plots that keep readers on the edge of their seats. Boy, we love that, don't we? So together, they form a dynamic duo, if you will, that complements the other's strengths and their weaknesses. And the result is a harmonious blend of creativity. Now, we need that. So, you know, when we work together, we can do a lot of things. And, you know, no one said that any writer is an island, because we're not. And sometimes it's good to join forces, if you will, and put your talents together, because you just might come up with a winning combination. All right. So let's take this a bit further and take, for example, the renowned writers and duo of C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien. Now, these are two of my favorite fantasy writers, who famously formed the Inklings. And if you don't know about it, you can look it up, and it'll give you a little bit more information on their famous duo. But anyway, this literary group, they met, you know, on a regular basis to discuss, you know, their works, and then to provide feedback to each other, because that's important too. It's always good to be able to, you know, to just, go back and forth with someone that, you know, that you're collaborating with, to just pitch those ideas and, you know, and see which one, sounds good. And if it works, then okay, then roll with that. So, but anyway, their collaboration, you know, it enriched their writing endeavors, and then it produced those iconic works of art that we all know and love. So if you are familiar with C.S. Lewis, then you know he wrote The Chronicles of Narnia, that series of books. And also J.R.R. Tolkien, who wrote The Lord of the Rings and all of the other series of books that followed that one. Okay, so, you know, the point of this discussion today is talking about collaborating, you know, with other writers. You know, you don't have to try to you know, to keep everything to yourself, because, you know, I understand that writing, you know, it is competitive. You know, everyone wants to be a winner. Everyone wants to be a bestseller. But sometimes, you know, you can strengthen your goals by collaborating with another writer, because you just never know the good works, just like The Lord of the Rings and The Chronicles of Narnia, that can come out of collaborating with someone, you know, who has strong ideas the same as you. Okay, so everything is not about competing against someone, but joining forces. All right, so, you know, likewise, let's talk about another notable collabo that you may not be so familiar with. All right, and it's called All American Boys, and it was co-authored by Jason Reynolds and Brendan Keeley. All right, so if you're not familiar with those two authors, you can also look them up by name, or look them up by the name of their book. But anyway, it is a powerful story that showcases, you know, what can happen when two creative minds, when they join forces, okay? So their combined efforts, you know, it resulted in a novel that seamlessly captured the perfect balance of friendship. And it was told through the voices of one black and one white teenager, that just appealed to a broad audience. Okay, when you have those two perspectives, you know, that story being told from both sides of the coin, because that's important to have more than one perspective, you know, when you're doing a duo. It just does not center, you know, on that one writer's thoughts. It centers on both of the thoughts and with those combined efforts. Okay, so you know, in this digital age, technology has made it easier than ever for writers to connect and to collaborate. So you don't necessarily have to be in the same space, maybe not even in the same headspace, but definitely not in the same physical space. Okay, so regardless of those geographical boundaries, you know, that online platforms and writing communities, you know, they provide a space for writers to find like-minded partners who they can share their ideas with, and then they can co-create those compelling stories that will resonate with readers around the globe. And isn't that the point of it all? You know, to have a great collab. Oh, it's not like, you know, this is the first time you're hearing artists coming together to do collabos. We see it and hear it all the time in music. You know, you may have a country singer come together with a rap artist, or R&B, whichever genre it may be. But we've witnessed those collabos, and some of them are just so extraordinary that, you know, you just can't picture hearing that song in any other way, when they work so well together. You know, they put all the parts together and just made, you know, something that's classic. All right, so that's what we want to do, you know, when we talk about writing collabos, you know, this partnership of writers that come together and try to write books that, you know, that will reach a broader audience, you know, sharing their excellence and what they do, because there's nothing wrong with that. It is so important, you know, to share what you know, to share your knowledge. And that's why I do this show on a weekly basis, you know, and pitch these ideas, because most of them are ideas. You know, it may be a broadcast, but still it's ideas that I'm pitching out there, hopefully useful tips that can help you, you know, if you are just starting out, or if you are on a plateau to where, you know, you don't know what step to take next. You know, maybe listening to these podcasts every week can help you develop a better plan and to move you forward by motivating you to, you know, to listen to a few of the tips and maybe, you know, apply them to your everyday life or to your writing life. You know, that's the purpose of it. That's the purpose of any collabo. You can think of many other great collabos without me having to, you know, pitch those ideas to you, because there are so many, many, many that just don't center around books, but other things as well. And it's those partnerships that's so crucial, you know, in everything that we do, even in life. You know, we know how important it is to partner with, you know, you know, with in relationships, or with family members and just things of that nature, and friends. Partnerships are so vital, you know, on every single level. And, you know, and once you come together with someone and, you know, pitch your ideas, you know, put your thoughts, your dreams, your hopes, all of those things, you know, put them out there. You cannot imagine how great, you know, that collaboration will turn out in the end. And that is the whole purpose of having partnerships, of blending ideas and you know, just reaching out and, you know, and not just being so stagnant in your thoughts, you know, but, you know, just reaching out. Okay. Just reaching out and sharing what you know with others and then them sharing what they know. You know, it could be a picture perfect collaboration. All right. So, you know, finally, the partnership of writers is a testament to the notion that that synergy breeds success. Okay, so you know when you join forces, you know, as writers, you can push each other to new heights and inspire those fresh ideas and just navigate the creative process together, because we are better together, okay? Just like Peanut Butter and Jelly, you know, they are a match made in that, in culinary heaven, and we know how rock and roll thrives on the fusion of different musical elements. So the partnership of writers, you know, it's that same fusion, but just on a different level of creativity that proves that, you know, two is always better than one. So I hope that that you would take in what we discussed today, that it will help you in some way to know that collaboration is powerful, okay? And that when you can put two heads together, because we know that two heads are better than one, especially when each are talented and each have, you know, very extensive imaginations. And, you know, and you, even if you are, you know, if you're up and coming, you can always share your ideas with another, with a fellow writer that, you know, maybe far along than you are. And, because it can help, you know, it can help on both ends. And, we know how important collaborations are, you know, in all things, especially when we're dealing with, you know, with digital technology and AI and things of that nature. You know, we could still manually pitch ideas and come together and make great works of art. Okay. Because we know that partnerships are important. We know that partnerships is something that would never go out of style because again, two is always better than one. And when we put our heads together, and not be selfish, you know, share what we know, because that's the point of everything, you know, because sharing is caring. Okay. So I hope by sharing my knowledge with you today that it has helped you in some small or some great way. But either way, you know, if you like the show, please don't hesitate to like and share, because that's important too. That is an important collaboration as well. Okay. You know, send back some feedback. You know, I'm always appreciative of feedback because it's necessary. All right. As I always say, how I end every show, I always tell those how you care about them today, because tomorrow is not promised. So on that note, I love you. I hope you love me back. Until the next time you hear my voice, God bless you and goodbye.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you.